An active shooter at an Indiana Walmart. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Suspect has been shot and is deceased.
Evansville, Indiana Police Sergeant Anna Gray says the gunman shot at police officers. Local media says a store employee was also shot and wounded. President Biden says investigations into classified documents from the Obama administration found unsecured in his home and think tank office will find no wrongdoing.
I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there.
It's been more than a week since the House Intelligence Committee asked for a national security damage assessment of the mishandled documents. No response yet. Today marks the midway point of the president's term in office. The Supreme Court says they've interviewed scores of staffers, examined phones, computers, and text messages, and 8 months later still have not learned who leaked a draft opinion from the High Court last May, weeks before the justices overturned Roe versus Wade. The annual March for Life is today, the first since that decision.
While the movement is credited in helping to shape the court's decision in last year's Dobbs case, the organizers say they will still oppose pro-abortion legislation at all levels. Today's march starts with a rally at the National Mall and will end at the steps of the Capitol.
Fox's Evan Brown. Abortion rights supporters have filed suit challenging Missouri's abortion ban, saying lawmakers openly and unconstitutionally invoked their religious beliefs in drafting the new law. Alec Baldwin's attorney says they'll fight involuntary manslaughter charges for the fatal shooting on a New Mexico movie set. Baldwin has said he never pulled the trigger, but special counsel Andrea Reeb says the evidence shows differently.
We definitely believe he pulled the trigger. The FBI lab report confirms that, so definitely the trigger was pulled.
Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed could each face up to 6.5 years in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We know more about the computer trouble that grounded nearly every flight in the U.S. last Wednesday.
The FAA is out with a preliminary review on the full ground stop of January 11th. It says contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, and there's no evidence of a cyber attack. They'd been working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. For the first time since 9/11, just about every plane in the country was stuck on the ground for a time after a message system meant to alert pilots to potential flight hazards went down. Over 11,000 flights were disrupted. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration report the seizure of more than 400 pounds of what they suspect is a chemical often used to make fentanyl. Stuff arrived at a Phoenix warehouse in a series of smaller packages from China. Investigators say it could be a sign that criminal fentanyl production is being moved to American soil. Police in Opelika, Alabama say they've solved a decade-long cold case using DNA to identify the remains of a child who'd been found near a mobile home in 2012 as Amore Wiggins. They say she'd been beaten and starved. The girl's father now arrested in Jacksonville. If you're a T-Mobile customer, hackers may have some of your personal information.
For the second time in 2 years, T-Mobile has suffered a security breach and said hackers accessed data including birth dates and billing addresses for about 37 million of its customers. The company discovered the issue on January the 5th, but believes the hackers had access to its data since November the 25th. T-Mobile said it had been able to stop the malicious malicious activity and is working with law enforcement officials and cybersecurity consultants. Currently, T-Mobile is notifying affected customers and believes the most sensitive types of records like credit card and social security numbers and account passwords were not compromised.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.